Joined now by three members of the Knoxville volleyball team, Terry Udemark, Riley Finardi, and Maggie Wilkins, all seniors. The other half of the senior brigade here. Terry, I'll start with you. Six seniors, you're one of them. How's it going so far this year?
I think our season's been really successful, and I think this year we're just playing as a team really well, and we're just having a lot of fun, so that really helps.
Riley, you've been doing pretty well up front. How's things been going from your point of view?
It's been going really well. I mean, it's really unfortunate that we lost Amy so soon, but she put up a good fight against that gallbladder. we just moved the ball around really well this year, and we really worked together well.
Yeah, obviously this week lost Amy Sullivan due to a medical situation. She's doing well, from what I understand. Maggie, just same question. How are things going, from your point of view?
Really well. We're really working well together, and so it's just working a lot better than past years. We just work so much better as a team this year, and that just helps us a lot.
I've noticed that everybody just seems to really have fun, especially Thursday night when everybody started breaking out into hokey pokey. I mean, you didn't huddle up, you just said, okay, let's do the hokey pokey, Tara.
Yeah, that's a huge thing with our team is we just like to have fun, and before the games we sing, and it just loosens us up, and I think we play better.
Riley, what's been a big key this year for everybody? It just seems like everything is, you girls are just so together on the court, whether it's the play or just enjoying each other.
I think a big thing is that we're just not afraid of embarrassing ourselves. Like, I might look stupid, but it's okay. I'm having fun. And I think everybody kind of has that attitude, and so we go out and have fun, and when you're having fun, you play a lot better.
Three of you want that conference title because that would be four conference titles in a row. Tara, what would that mean to you?
That's really crazy to do. Not many people get to experience even a conference championship like at all. So to be able to do it 4 years in a row is like insane, and it's just so exciting.
It kind of just gives every practice more of a purpose because we do hard things and we work hard, but in the end it pays off. And it feels good to have like the potential fourth one in a row because, I mean, that's been us since our freshman year. I mean, we kind of turned it around and helped with that.
Yeah, Maggie, when you came in as a freshman, a lot of people gave you girls a chance to really even compete for any conference titles, and here you are about to win your fourth in a row. I mean, what's the unbelievable thing about that? I mean, it's just amazing that you girls are at this point.
Yeah, comparing our freshman year to now, it's just a complete difference. We work a lot better together. We have a completely different mindset than we did freshman year. Like freshman year, we were all tensed up. We worried too much about mistakes. And this year, we're just easygoing, don't worry about anything, just rub it off.
Got your regional pairing out. Conference team Clark to start out, Centerville or Sheraton, and then the potential regional final matchup with Red Oak. You're in 3A, so Tara, does that kind of maybe help things a little bit this year to maybe maneuver through postseason?
Yeah, we're really excited to play. I mean, we know that we can beat these teams first two rounds, and so that's just really something that we're looking forward to. And if we just have the confidence, I think we can do anything.
I know, talking to the other three seniors, state tournament was mentioned. Is that still a goal, and still to trying to go for that?
The state tournament is absolutely still a goal, especially with the pairings that came out. In previous years, we always went into the off season and we were kind of scared and didn't have real high expectations. Like, sure, we always talked about going to state, but it wasn't an expectation. But this year, a lot of that has changed. Our mentality is we are going to go to state. We have a better chance, and we'll work for that.
Seems to be playing a lot of confidence, Maggie. Is that kind of the general thing, that you girls have a lot of confidence going into the postseason now?
Yes, I think a lot better than we have in previous years because, one, we've played all the teams that we're going into, and we know we can compete with every single one of them. There's nothing special about any team, and we'll be perfectly fine in the postseason.
All right, ladies, good luck the rest of the season, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.